your words may be on our hearts. In your son's name we pray. Amen. One thing about me, and I never tend to stray away from controversy. If something is controversial in the church, I will talk about it. So I'm about to play a clip that is going to probably be the most controversial video you will ever see here. Some of you may want to look away. Some of you guys may say, you ever play that video again in here? I don't know what I'm going to do. All right, so I just want to get the take on where we are as a congregation. So we're going to watch this clip, and I just want to see a reaction.
Smith is going, and a hit to left by Gant. And Lonnie's trying. They're going to get him, perhaps. He's safe. And now Gant gets back to first, and he's out.
I don't know, Jack. It looked like Herbeck pulled him off the bag. I think the Braves have a legitimate complaint right here. Ken Herbeck makes the tag, and watch the momentum of Herbeck pull Gant off the bag. He pulls him off the bag. I think that's a bad call right there.
I'll throw in with you on that. There's Gant, there's Herbeck. And we'll return to the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome after this message and a word from your local station.
Hey, Joe, what's Herbeck doing?
He's giving me some pointers on playing first base.
So you got to keep your glove firmly on his leg like this, just in case he falls off. There you go.
Most controversial thing that you'll ever see from me. Simply because I remember exactly 1991 game two. I remember watching this. I'm not going to tell you how old I was. I was impressionable. I did not live in Minnesota. Therefore, I believe I had the right call. And I believe I disagreed with the umpire. I believe that everybody outside of Minnesota knew the truth. But if you're from Minnesota, that kind of swayed you. You were cheering, weren't you? You were cheering that the umpire made a bad call. Right? So yeah, this is definitely controversial in that this play, I believe, in all of the Twins baseball I've ever seen, this is the most controversial. Because there are some who say he was out. There are some that are going to say his foot was pulled off the bag. Kent Herbeck got away with one. And so when you look at baseball, it's usually a fast-paced game. And typically, even before the onset of this whole review by instant replay, the umpire had to make a quick decision. Either he's okay, we got that. The umpire doesn't say, let me decide here. Give me about 10 minutes, and while the other play is developing, I'll take about 10 minutes and decide later. Get back to me on this one, right? So either he's or he's. And so I begin to wonder, does this go along with our gospel lesson this morning? Because Jesus was kind of saying, you know, what's going on with the people? Because the place he's at, this area, is well known in all of Israel for a place that, it has nothing to do with godliness. If I could equate this, I'm not trying to this would be the Las Vegas of Israel. And people there lived in a lifestyle that was totally opposite of what the Jews lived. Some say that there was something off about that city so much that there's a reason why Jesus says this in this area. And so he's asking the disciples, well, you know, what are people saying about me? What are people saying? And they say, well, they're saying a lot of different things. They believe that you're Elijah who has come back because he never really died. Some say he's one of the prophets. Some think that he was Moses that just came down the mountain hundreds and hundreds of years later. Some say one of the prophets. And then Jesus says, but who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? And this disciple who never got things totally right all the time, he says, you are the Christ. If you take a look at your gospel reading, the word Christ is the Greek name. If you take a step back and you put it back into its Hebrew, this would have translated to you are the Messiah. Messiah and Christ are the same thing. And it's almost lost its meaning today. That's the trouble. Yeah, you think of this play, and a lot of people were probably shouting this to the TV. This name, unfortunately. So nowadays, the name of Jesus Christ doesn't mean it much at all. Unfortunately, this whole phrase has lost its meaning. Because here is Jesus asking, but who do you say? Who do you say? Who do you say? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the billboards say. It doesn't matter what the articles on the internet have on there. Who do you say that I am? When pressed, when Jesus is before you and he's asking you, who do you say that I am? Your response can have two different ways to go. You can be, let's review this. Either you're or you're. There is no middle ground here. What I'm trying to say is when we're talking about who Jesus is, there's no wishy-washy in between. Either you're or you're. And so he tells Peter, because you have said that I am the only way to heaven, you're. And so we take a look at this, and there's two responses that we're seeing in this world. Number one, the first one. The Bible is reliable. And I wrote this as a statement instead of a question. I changed this morning. Because I could have easily said, is the Bible reliable? Well, some of you would say, yeah. How many of you guys have read it word for word? Okay, good. One of my professors has read the entire Bible cover to cover in the original language 3 times. Original language. Incredible. It would take me a few lifetimes to do it because of all the translation. But he's done it. But is the question here, do you have to believe that all the books of the Bible are God's word to get to heaven? Because the Catholics would disagree with you. The Catholics have a few more books added on. And so the Christians, especially this year, the Lutherans and the Catholics, will have a disagreement on this one. And then there's other Lutherans who will say that the Bible is not the Word of God at all. It's simply a commentary. It didn't come from God. It's been changed so much that it's lost its original meaning. So the question in our society is, where are we here? Because the Bible doesn't get you to heaven. This question does. Jesus is the only way to heaven. If we add a question mark to that and say, is this true? Then there is a question that we really need to dig deep, because this is what Jesus was asking of Peter. He's saying, am I the only way to heaven? And if you Google this, it's interesting how many different ways in which people will answer this. And on the one hand, people will say, well, you Christians think you have the only right answer. Therefore, you guys are really off. You guys haven't accepted the truth in the Hindu religion, in the Buddhist religion, in the Tao, in the Shinto. You really need to look at truth throughout all religions. And so we go back to the first question. Is the Bible reliable? And so one of two things is correct. If Jesus says he is the only way to heaven and the Bible is reliable, then therefore, what kind of implications does it have for us today? Either Jesus was telling the truth or he really didn't know who he was. And see, there is a problem, because when people say, well, you Christians think you have the one right answer, we say, no, we don't. We don't. He does. We didn't say we were the only way to heaven. We're just trying to point you to a guy who said he was. Because we have enough difficulty in that. Because we are attacked daily by one who says, well, you believe in Jesus Christ. Well, how about this other option here? And what about this other option? Because if he can get us to fall, then therefore, especially parents, if he can get you to fall, that means it has implications for your children. If he can get grandparents to turn away, then he can get those other kids and your grandkids to fall away. If he can get people to doubt, it goes on from generations to generations. And we're seeing that right now in our culture. Because Jesus isn't seen as the only way. He's just one of the ways. The problem is, Jesus never said that. And so when we look at the Bible as something that, yes, it's either... When Jesus says, I am the only way. I want you guys to read this with me. It's from the book of John. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. These are words taken directly from what Jesus said. He said these words, not us. So we're not talking about the safe zone. Either he said these or he didn't. Either he meant them or he was just kind of, do whatever you want. Either he came to die for your sins in the most wretched way, or he was just kind of joking around when he died for us. There's no middle ground here. Why would God believe so much in us not having any good that he would have to come as our Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world in such a gruesome way? To be stripped nailed and crucified. That is not something you do when you're just away. That was meant for us to pass into life so that death may not have any power of us because what he did for us. Because in the end, there's nothing that we can do to save ourselves. Either you're or you're, and that depends on what we say when Jesus says to you and to me directly, when we stand before him, who did you say that I am? Either we say you are the only way in our life that we may go to heaven, then you're. If he's not, there's only one call here, and it's not up for instant replay. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord God, this is a struggle. This is a struggle. Because on the one hand, we profess you as the only way to heaven. On the other hand, Lord, it is so difficult to talk to our neighbors, to talk to people we know, because to do so means that we offend. And it is difficult using our language to try to tell people that the reason you came was because of love, because so many times it is seen as something unloving. Lord God, help us go with us in our journey today. That, Lord God, we may be bold in what you did for us. May we point to what you did and not the ways in which we fail. May we always point to the way in which you bring us back so the world may see love through you. Because so many times it's easy to see the faults. Lord God, go with us, and we thank you that, Lord God, you have never given up on us. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.